I'm Jason Lopez with PodTech.net. We're talking to Joe Franco, Senior Practice Director in Oracle's Business Unit. Hi, Joe.
Hello.
And we're also speaking with Diane Jennings, a Senior Manager at Bearing Point in the Oracle practice. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Well, we're talking about Oracle Lease Management, OLM for short, and OLM provides end-to-end automation for asset-based finance companies, and how Bearing Point can help companies integrate OLM into their system. So let's start with you, Joe. Tell us how Oracle's lease management can help asset-based finance companies streamline their process.
Sure. I think the first thing that needs to be pointed out, because it applies in terms of aligning your business and your IT departments together, is that Oracle's running on current technology. So typically, the industry now is faced with challenges around their legacy solutions. So with Oracle Lease Management, you have current technology which updates your current systems by at least 25 years. And what that does for you is it allows you to be able to increase your efficiency in areas that are critical in the marketplace now. First, with changing market conditions, being able to adapt to your needs of your customer and be able to offer competitive products for them. But two, also around compliance, which is a big challenge for most of the companies. The technology tools that allow you to do this, that manifest themselves in businesses, are the utilization of business metrics, workflow technology, and the way Oracle Lease Management is built, which gives you the opportunity to be able to configure and control your system without having to go back to your software provider and hard code programs into your system.
Well, how soon is OLM expected to hit the market?
Well, it's hit the market about 4 years ago, and currently we have 11 live customers and 4 ongoing implementations. So among the software providers in the market today that are coming up with new products, we clearly have the strong advantage at this point by our density and our customer base. We also have 3 of the top 15 finance companies in the United States. We operate in 13 different countries and in every major region of the world.
This is a question for Diane. Before Bearing Point's pre-configured module, how did businesses put Oracle Lease Management into place?
Well, Jason, if I can just backtrack for a little bit and explain what's involved in doing an implementation of Oracle Lease Management. There are lots of deliverables for a company to put a system in place, but some of the key ones are to have business process flows that support the system, to have configuration guides or documented configuration that supports the actual configuration within a system. And that configuration is all of the business rules and conditions and actual business data, value sets, and so forth that really drive the way the system is going to execute a transaction for that business. And then there's a lot of testing that needs to be done so that you see that the system is doing what you think it's supposed to be doing. And then, of course, you've got to train your users and so forth. So there's a lot of deliverables there to get done before a system can actually be in place and be in production and live with your business. So before Bearing Point's pre-configured environment, businesses in the early projects actually have been doing this all from scratch. In other words, you would start and document configuration with blank templates. You would create test scripts from blank templates. And what Bearing Point's pre-configured environment offers you is it's an environment that has a lot of configuration already in it that follows the industry standards. But along with that, we have a toolkit of accelerators that include the configuration guides, test scenarios, test scripts, training material, and business process flows that all support that environment. So now instead of starting from scratch and learning along the way, you've got something that gets you about halfway there, and so you can really kind of go running with it a lot faster than they could before.
How quickly does that get a company up and running?
Well, actually, these early projects have taken quite a bit of time, and a lot of it is just the learning curve. Oracle Lease Management is a very powerful tool and offers businesses a lot of flexibility. But with that, it's fairly complicated as well. And so there's been a learning curve for these earlier projects to figure out exactly how all of these modules work with each other and what needs to be done to best optimize the processes for the business. So having the pre-configured environment up front with all of its documentation that supports it, we actually can probably reduce an implementation by half what the current implementations have been. And that means anywhere from a 12 to 18 month period.
Well, Joe, I wonder if you could paint a picture of the environment right now with customers, potential customers, in terms of the barriers that you've encountered with businesses who might have considered using OLM in the past but decided not to.
Well, I think there's a couple of unique things. I think one, that there's a barrier that's inherent in the industry that is a fear of the change. Companies in that have adopted more of the current use of communicating with your customers, like the internet, have built around their legacy systems. And they're understanding that there's advantages to being able to automate several different aspects of your business. The part that scares people is the fact that the mission-critical application, the application that houses all your accounting, is not currently in your legacy platform. And so the industry has taken a step back and kind of decided to wait to see what happens with some of the newer products on the market. I think that what Diane addressed initially was the fact that some of the earlier projects had taken some additional time and were very costly. And so you'll see our competitors talking about, well, it's very costly for them to implement Oracle Lease Management, and it's very time-consuming. And those two were true in the early adopter theory. But now we have a bearing point, for example, that has taken their knowledge and being able to consolidate it and build a center of excellence that offers a pre-configured tool set, so that we're bridging that knowledge gap and making the implementations far less uncertain than they were in the past. And I think that the concept of being able to give comfort to the conversion and business change will then allow companies to take the final step in total conversion to current technology.
Diane, I wonder if you could comment. How do you provide that level of comfort in switching over to OLM?
Well, one of the products that we are offering along with this pre-configured environment is what we call a readiness assessment. And we'll actually come into the business and just briefly look through what their current processes are, what kind of pain points are they feeling with those processes today, what are their legacy systems, what's their strategic vision of where they want to go, and really kind of show them how Oracle Lease Management can follow their strategic vision and can actually solve a lot of their pain points. But along with that, we have a business case model that we can take all the information that we get during this readiness assessment and put it into this model and help the business be able to put together a good business case that they can take to their stakeholders and that to get the funding that they need to move forward with the purchase of Oracle Lease Management and its implementation.
And when we're talking about a business case that essentially boils down to ROI, and Joe, I wonder if you can describe what kind of return on investment that we're talking about. Where are businesses saving money?
Well, it's still a little early in the cycle of the product to be able to actually have done case studies with the product and be able to justify an ROI based on purely business growth or anticipated business growth. But what we have been able to do is start getting a better handle on what cost savings you should see from just being able to utilize Oracle Lease Management. And a couple of ways around that, probably the simplest, most basic way to measure that is your full-time equivalent profitability per employee. And with tools such as workflow, automation, aligning your business and your IT strategies together, you're able to start growing your portfolio with the same amount of headcount. And so immediately we know that's going to take place. But I think that the one intangible to this is your ability to be competitive in the marketplace. Because the way it was developed, you're able to go to market strategy with newer products and reach out to a different customer base that you may not have already known. You'll see some headcount maintenance or control of your overhead, but you're also going to see the intangible, which is the ability to be able to go to market and be able to put more products out there and have more control of your back office systems. We will be, in the near future, doing a pure ROI analysis with a company that's probably got the longest history with us, which will come out with probably the next year, year and a half.
What about release 12? What's in this next version of OLM?
The biggest wins around release 12 currently are it's re-architectured. It's going to be a closer relationship to our accounts receivable module and our fixed assets module. So it's really going to streamline a lot of the benefits and give you exposure to information on a pure asset-based lease accounting product for profitability, for analysis of profitability purposes, both from the asset point of view as well as the customer point of view. You already have that now, but this will enhance it significantly. I think the second thing is that we're also going to come out with additional loan functionality. There are nuances, in particular in the banking market, that require different attributes in order to be able to comply with OCC requirements. And so the loan requirements are going to make the product much more loan lease product in its purest sense. I think the third aspect is around investor agreements, which we define as securitization and syndication. There'll be a much additional securitized functionality so that you're not having to maintain your segregated portfolio that you sell off for securitization purposes on a spreadsheet. This way, it's all within the system.
Diane, what do you think the take-home message to companies is regarding OLM?
I think what I would say the message should be is to revisit and relook at OLM. I think many companies were very excited about Oracle Lease Management when it first was released 4 years ago, but I think they kind of stepped away from it a little bit when back then the fit wasn't quite what the industry was hoping it would be, and bigger players needed to be involved there as early adopters to help with the later releases. And they've seen that these early adopters did, in fact, have quite a long time to get their implementations complete. Now, you've really got Oracle is committed to continuing to improve the product. It's had quite a number of releases since that four years ago initial release. And you've got these bigger projects now getting close to go live or recently gone live. And so you have now a bearing point with its pre-configured environment and accelerator tools that can reduce the cost and the time to implement it. So it's definitely, if you haven't looked at OLM for a year or two, you should look at it now along with bearing point and how fast they can get it implemented.
Well, thank you, Diane, and thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Diane Jennings is a senior manager at Bearing Point in the Oracle practice. And Joe Franco is a senior practice director in Oracle's business unit. Thank you for being on this Bearing Point podcast.